The latest victim of Washington's spying scandal is Italy. Reports say America's spying agency snooped on everyday communications of Italians since the year 2010. The Italian spy watchdog called Copa Sir recently learned that Italians, too, were under large-scale monitoring by the United States. Several Italian MPs have gone to Washington over the recent revelations. This comes as Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto orders a probe into claims that the U.S. spying agency hacked his and former President Felipe Calderon's emails. The allegations that Calderon was spied on from May 2010 were reported by German newspaper Der Spiegel. The row coincides with reports that the NSA monitored millions of phone calls in France. The French government has called on the U.S. to stop snooping on its citizens. We spoke earlier with international lawyer Alfred Lambremont Weber about the unfolding revelations about the NSA's global snooping.
Internet itself, which is the main tool that the NSA uses through its prism to spy, for example, on 70 million French persons in a two-month period in 2013, the internet was developed by DARPA, the Department of Defense, under ARPANET and DARPANET. I actually watched that in the early 1980s in Washington, D.C. So the internet was developed as a military tool, and under the doctrines of Admiral John Poindexter in the Bush administration, the doctrine of total information awareness was applied. So the internet is a military tool of the United States of total information awareness, or spying on the entire population of the United States. And that has been known since the early 1980s. So it should be no surprise. And that is why the internet must be brought out from under the United States and placed under international regulations, as the proponents of internet governance have proposed.